May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 962. 962. Come, dearest Lord, and melt my heart, thy animating power impart, blessed source of life divine. Jesus, thy love alone can give the will to rise, the power to live, for every grace is thine. Hymn 962.
Let us read the Word of God this morning, friends, in the book of the Psalms, three Psalms, Psalms 41, 42 and 43. The Psalms 41, 42 and 43. Psalm 41. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him. And now he that lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favourest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face for ever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I have gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As a sword in my bones, Mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. May the Lord bless his holy word to us each, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, thou great God Jehovah, the true and living God, O Lord, we beg of thee, do hear us now, do give us prayer, indicted in us, Lord, that we may come before thee to ask thee for those things we do so much need, and especially, Lord, for this service, that we may know the favour of the exercise and influence of the Holy Spirit in us and upon us and about us in this service, in this sanctuary. We thank thee for the sanctuary, Lord, the place where thine honour dwelleth, the place the dear friends here keep as a place set apart for thy praise, the praise of God. And Lord, we especially thank thee for thy precious word that we have, Lord, to meet around. And we pray, Lord, that even the portions that we've read, Lord, may be blessed unto us, that we may be led into thy truth this day, and that thou wilt teach us and bless us, Lord. We may find a portion for our souls. Oh, that as we come before thee, we may be in exercise and in expectation, that we may know the blessedness of thy presence and help this day. Do come, Lord, and suit thy blessing to us, to each one of us, each one present here, and any that may be listening in to the service, Lord, bless them. And Lord, we remember any that are away. We especially think of our dear friend Tim. We understand in America. Oh, may he be favoured in hearing the word preached today, as we expect he will be under the sound of the gospel. We think it may be Grand Rapids, who knoweth, Lord. But Lord, oh, we do pray too for all thy people in thy one church throughout the world, that it may be thy blessed purpose to cause thy living family to be blessed to enjoy salvation full and free. And Lord, that thou wouldst so favour souls, as we believe that where'er thy people meet, there they are given the favour to behold, if thou bless them, thy mercy seek. And as they pray and read the word and seek to worship thee, Lord, wherever they are, oh, may it be the favour felt, the Lord is here. Oh, Jesus in the midst. And Lord, this is what we so much desire and pray for here, Lord. They will come and speak peace. Lord, they know as we live in a troubled world. Oh, thy people know much tribulation, much conflict. But Lord, oh, thou canst come. And we think of the theme, the hymn writer wrote, when Jesus whispers peace. And unctuously displays and matches goodness of his person and grace. Oh, how we feel the favour. We pray, Lord, do come thus and bless souls here today. And I think of our own people at home, Lord, and our friend and brother Brian reading the sermon this morning. We expect, Lord, oh, he may be led to read some address or sermon, never knows. Lord, be with them, Lord, and oh, help us if we are able to preach to them this afternoon. And Lord, too, thou knowest we think of a number of people we've had to do with of late. And Lord, wherever they are, Lord, and whatever they are in, thou knowest, Lord. And Lord, we do pray, Lord, thus thy favour may be much felt in the hills of Zion. Our beloved denomination, Lord, which we are favoured, we've had so many years in the favour of attending a means of grace. And Lord, we would not want any other way. And Lord, thou dost lead us on, we trust. We pray for this. And always we pray for it every day. Thou wilt lead us in the way everlasting. And Lord, do come now, we beg, and bless souls here and help us to worship thee, Lord. Oh, in spirit and in truth. Oh, thou knowest, Lord, a burden and exercise for many up and down across the land. And in this day when so few come to the solemn feast of Zion, our burden is that thou wilt work, Lord. Oh, Lord, in our families, in the churches, and also in the land. Oh, are there any in swavacy, Lord, that thou must bring? Lord, we know thou didst speak of a people, other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring. And Lord, we do look for thee working, Lord, in the land, in the villages, in the towns. Lord, that thou would quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. Oh, we know, we believe, thou wilt quicken thy dead elect, those ever set thy love upon. And Lord, we look for thy appearing in this, that is in our families and in the churches, Lord, and in the land, Lord, in these solemn days. Oh, Lord, thou knowest, and as we understand, in some countries where they're very poor, there is more appetite for the word of God. And Lord, how good it is when these means are so seen and attended to where there is real need. And Lord, the spreading of the word of God and the blessing of souls, even in those situations where they have so little. Lord, we think of it in this way, as we have the bounty of thy providential goodness, Lord, so much we have. And Lord, how we mourn that we are so much unthankful for it. And Lord, oh, as we think of people in other lands so poor, but Lord, how rich they are if they have a heartfelt desire and need to hear and read the word of God. Oh, Lord, do bless them. Bless thy word. Oh, thou wilt, we believe, as we pray for it, we believe thou wilt do it. Bless thy word to many yet, and call thy people out of nature's darkness into thy marvellous light, and bless them with the establishment in grace, and Lord, the growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And Lord, there might be much honour and glory ascending to thee in the way of thy great favour. Oh, when souls are blessed, they praise thee. We do pray we may have blessing today, that we may truly praise thee here. And Lord, thou knowest we think of friends in tribulation, in affliction. We know, Lord, that as one put it, affliction is thy people's lot. Earth is a polluted spot. Lord, thou knowest how we are feeling it more and more in the pollution of the world, Lord. But Lord, not to look so much at others, Lord, but looking and knowing the plague of our own hearts. Lord, we are solemnly troubled that we still have a wretched old wicked heart and nature. And Lord, there we are so troubled by it. Lord, we do trust thou hast given us a new heart and nature. And we believe and know, we experience it, Lord, that we feel the sadness, the grief in the new heart and nature of how we are in our person, Lord, as wretched sinners. Oh, how sin is within me, Lord, and all about me. And Lord, how we come confessing it. For Lord, thou hast said, if we confess our sins, thou gave it to dear John, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We know it's in the context of what we had at the head of the hymn we've sung, Lord. Oh, the walking in darkness and having no light. But, oh, wonder of wonders, thou giveth light. Thou raises thy people up from the depths of darkness and sin and blesses them with light and liberty. And this is what we desire today, Lord, we pray for. Oh, do so bless thy word to many. And oh, may there be food for precious souls, meat on the gospel table. Oh, may the table, the gospel table, be spread here today and richly furnished too with wine and milk and living bread and dainties not a few. And all those most blessed royal dainties, even thy holy, precious, broken body, and thy holy, precious, shed blood. For, Lord, thou thyself didst say, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. Do feed the friends, dear Lord, do them good. Do good in thy good pleasure under Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. O Lord, so prosper the preaching of thy word. Be with each and every one of thy dear servants. Thou knowest those preaching today, Lord, and any that are unable through illness. Lord, thou knowest each one. Their mind goes, we trust in love and desire. For all thy people, all thy family, all in thy kingdom, Lord, in the kingdom of thy grace, all thy dear people, and Lord, that as we pray, thou wilt bring into the favours of thy kingdom and grace those thou hast appointed unto salvation. And Lord, we think and much ponder the covenant of grace. We much ponder the way the Holy Trinity in perfect harmony, in that perfect purpose, contrived the way to rescue rebel ruined man. Oh, thy setting thy love upon thy people, seeing them brought up out of the grave of nature. Oh, born of the Spirit, thou didst see them from all eternity in all these ways and provided the means. Oh, thou didst devise means that thy banished ones should not be forgotten, and Lord, that they should be saved. We humbly hope we are among them. May this be the great concern in each one here. Am I among the favoured objects of God's love? Or am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? May there be a real solemn concern and exercise for this in each one of us. May we not be left to take for granted. If any are here, Lord, having been brought up in the ways of attending the means of grace and living in this way, or if they are only in a natural state of profession of religion, Lord, do in thy great mercy come to them and work in them and cause them to be saved from a dead form of religion. No, not all our chapel going can save us, not all our devotions. Oh, it's thou alone can save, thou must save, and thou alone. Oh, Lord, we beg thee, if any are in a state of carnal ease and neglectfulness, not having real earnest concern, you stir them up today, Lord, cause them today to solemnly consider, to beg of thee, Lord, then, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. And Lord, it will come to the closeness of not just a sinner, but the sinner. Lord, personal, it must be made and will be made by the Spirit, we believe, in every one whom thou hast set thy love upon and wilt save. Help us to worship thee today, Lord. May we feel the wonder and amazement of redeeming love. Oh, shed abroad thy love in our hearts, Lord. Oh, those who especially feel to need it, feeling cold and hard or maybe indifferent. But Lord, thou knowest what is needed. In mercy, look upon us. In mercy, come to us. Come to our aid. Come and sanctify us by thy Spirit, Lord. May we know thy blessed indwelling us, Lord. Oh, may we know that favour of thee coming and entering thyself, Lord, and casting out sin. Lord, do come. Hear us, Lord, now. In heaven thy dwelling place for all these important vital things. We pray, Lord, for our country, those in authority over us, our Prime Minister, His Majesty the King, each one of the government in our land, who knows, Lord, the changes that come, even as we've heard regarding one who is in charge of all the armed forces, as it now feeling he must resign from his position. These changes come. Oh, Lord, everything is known of thee. Oh, we trust, we believe the government is upon thy shoulders. Oh, Lord, we have sinned. We are grievously fallen. We are having and showing so much abomination in our land. Lord, oh, we are still favoured. Lord, we are amazed at this. And Lord, thy long-suffering goodness. Lord, oh, we are much solemnized by thy visiting us with judgments. And Lord, oh, how greatly we are in a solemn place, deservers of much more. Lord, we used to think in years back, How is Britain spared so much? Lord, the pandemic has affected many, many. We expect all nations and countries of the world. And Lord, how it has been solemnly so, and great effect in ways of trade and commerce. And how much distress more and more appears in our land. Oh, as we have sown to the wind and are reaping the whirlwind. Oh, Lord, do still look in mercy upon us in England. In wrath, remember mercy, dear Lord. Oh, we beg. And so lengthen out our tranquility still, Lord. Oh, in mercy, look upon us. In wrath, remember mercy. Lord, as we pray for our Prime Minister, knowing he is of different religion to us, but still we are rightly exhorted to pray for those in authority over us. And Lord, the burden we have is that everyone in authority over us has a never-dying soul. And Lord, should we not firstly be an exercise for them in this way? Oh, could it please thee to deal with them, open their eyes and show them what they are, and solemnly cause them to consider in a way relating to how they stand before a holy, holy, holy God. Lord, how wonderful this is, that thou dost do this in every one of thy dead elect. And Lord, are there any in the government that must so come under thy dealings with them, thy teachings, thy solemn convicting and convincing of sin, and then lead into Jesus' blood. Oh, we look for this, Lord. We pray for this. And His Majesty the King, we know the national anthem has it in it, the way it is played and sung. But Lord, oh, we have to pray. Do make him to be a gracious king, if it could be thy holy will. Who knoweth how solemn, what solemnity it is to think that any one could be a monarch on earth and then cast away at last. We think of those wicked kings that reigned in those many years, centuries of decades of time of Israel. And Lord, the difference it was between when there was a good king on the throne and a wicked king on the throne. Lord, thou knowest. But oh, we know in our days, solemn days, the monarch doesn't have any real say. Only he should be able to warn. And oh, we would listen and heed the warnings if thou help him to make them rightly. Hear us, Lord, for all these things we beg. Oh, and have mercy on us and help us. Come, Lord. Oh, help us in singing thy praises. We did feel, Lord, the first hymn was as much in it, so close to how we're feeling in our soul today, and how we're feeling as regarding the ministry given us. We hope there was given us that to preach, Lord, here this morning. And we did feel that the hymn we begun with gave us some wonderful witness in it, that we are and shall prove we have union and fellowship. Oh, the favour of this, and it may be like to that above, Lord. Come, Lord, we beg, we ask, begging the forgiveness of all our sins, pleading the precious name of Jesus, and for his sake. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn 1107. 1107. when some sweet promise warms our heart and cheers us under every care, it is the Spirit's gracious part to take that word and fix it there. Hymn 1107.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help his friends, help one particularly, I feel much to need it. But as he may, God may help us, I would direct you to the closing verse of the two Psalms, the 42nd and 43rd Psalms. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. In one of them it says, as the 42nd, hope thou in God. In the 43rd it says, hope in God. But friends, hope thou. And why art thou? And as I trust we were pondering coming along, well, I feel myself, and I'm not saying this in any way to make any boast, friends, but I feel myself not to actually be cast down in any great measure. I have known very solemn, deep times of being cast down, but I haven't felt it so much in that way, in the way the word has come, the Lord has given us the word to come with. But like as we begun in the reading of the 41st Psalm, I hope in a little way my heart is so set. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. We've known times of trouble. We've known times of deliverance. But see, I know this, and I know, even at this time, I know some of dear friends, the Lord's people, who are cast down. And it may be that you here, some of you here, one or another, you may feel cast down. But oh, how important it is when we are in such a place, such a state, such a condition, the question, friends, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And of course, there is always a reason. But oh, so much sometimes through the sadness of the ways of the flesh and the old nature, we don't really, as we should, know and heed the reason. But God, I believe, will make everything plain. He will discover to his people the reason of their state and condition. And it is a gracious exercise to be asking. But so much, friends, we are sadly left to neglect. And does that word sometimes search you? It searches me a lot. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? But coming to the word as we have it in both of these psalms, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why? Why? What is the reason? Well, of course, so much it is our sin. It's the ways of the old nature, friends. It's God dealing with us, and let us remember this, in love and mercy and his deep, profound, permissive will. So he even may allow Satan, the enemy, to do much in afflicting and bringing trouble and sorrow to the child of God. But let us consider it closely in our cases, friends. In you and in me, if we are truly God's children, it will be, I believe this, you will be feeling within your new heart and nature the sadness the cast down feeling, it's not in your old man that you feel it. The old man is the reason for it. The old man's folly, the natural part of us, the ways of the old nature, this is where the folly comes from, friends. This is where we grieve from where we grieve our God. It's the way the old nature, and I was going to say regulates, but that would be the wrong word. The old nature affects, influences our whole person so that we are, as we are, sadly left to sin and left to unbelief and left to be in a state where we are not in a healthy state. I tried to pray with my dear one this morning that we may be blessed like John when he was on the Isle of Patmos. One of our friends who attends one of the courses has been away on holiday, going himself, and he had a holiday on the Isle of Patmos. And I, in communicating to him when I knew he got there, I said, I do hope you'll find and be like John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And we do. And friends, that desire, that longing, that exercise that God gives his people to have, to desire to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, surely that's nothing to do with our nature. That's the grace of God in exercise, in the new man of grace. But oh, the difference between the two natures. The folly in the old man, the grace of God in the new man. But oh, we have these two natures, and the old man and the new, how one put it, can in no wise agree. The one in sin is bold from sin, the other's free. And what we do feel to need as we consider these words is, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Friends, we've got ever so much, so much we've got to confess and to mourn over, to be in deep sorrow over. And what is it? Well, we are left to these deep, solemn feelings because of our sin against our God, our grieving our God. Oh, why art thou cast down? There's a reason, friends. And it's all to do with us. It's not to do with God, only on the wonderful way that he will correct us, he will chasten us, he will cause us to feel sorrow and sadness. And you feel that in your new heart and nature, friends. Why art thou cast down? But I want to look, friends, at the context, as there are so many deep statements within the 42nd Psalm, especially. In yearning exercise, the psalmist, he has that. If we go to the 5th verse, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. But look at the exercise he is favoured with. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites and from the hell miser. So friends, with any one of you, that it may be so, you've got those things to look back to. You can't and wouldn't deny it. You've got experience. The Lord has, and some of you many years ago, begun with you. He's led you on. He's been working in you in the way, like we read in the Word, to will and to do of his good pleasure. He has favoured you. If you're cast down, are you forgetting? Have you got the clouds between? Is it that you're at this time not able to identify with those wonderful things you have known? Hope there in God. So as he has blessed, so he will bless. You never leave one of his people. They may have dark days. We've had the many clouded days. We've had the clouds recently, the thunder and the lightning. How deep, like we have it here. Deep, deep, calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Are you as low as that? Are you as down as that? Are you in the depths? Are you in tribulation? Oh, that doesn't mean you're out of the way. It's a path. It's the path appointed. Oh, friends, deep calleth unto deep. Noise of thy waterspouts. Think of it. We know what waterspouts are. We know where they can be made mechanically, but you know where it is naturally. We see, and it's a tremendous sight, isn't it, to see the waterspouts when the water is coming down and the cloud swirls round. And it may be like a tornado, the water spouts, when it's so much, a tremendous deluge, and the noise of it. Oh, usually with it, and as we've had yesterday, the wind. Oh, all thy billows, it says, are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness. See the alternating, in a sense, the way the psalmist is led, this psalm to the chief musician for the sons of Korah. And we know what solemn things the sons of Korah had to know, and how awful things came in their lives and pathways. But friends, in every child of God, there will be. Ye shall through much tribulation enter the kingdom. And now, it may be in some like this, as in this psalm, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness. That faith, grace of faith he gave us in the beginning, or as it were in that way when he raised us to a hope, faith in Jesus Christ, faith in God, though it may be small, oh, he will command deliverance, yet he will. And see the dialogue here. We know and feel we should acknowledge the psalmist in this way is praying to God. He has longing desire, but he's in concern at his condition, the changeableness, his proneness to wander. And underneath it all, he knows the reason, but he's got this dialogue going on between his natures, the old man and the new. And before God, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Yes, God, the God who the child of God knows, the God with whom we have to do, the God who, under his holy divine purpose, begun in us, quickened us into life, caused us to be in gracious exercise, but we are still in the body of sin and death. We still are a natural person, and yet we are by grace a spiritual person. The new man and the old, as we've said, can in no wise agree. One in sin is bold from sin, the other's free. Why art thou cast down? This is the reason. We've got two natures. And if the old nature is in ascendancy, it will cause us to be in all kinds of troubles, and God will convince us of our sin and show us what we are. And when we when I turn my eyes within. All is dark and vain and wild, filled with unbelief and sin. Can I deem myself a child? Why art thou cast down? Because we're filled with unbelief and sin. Because we are, in a way, under trouble, because there's concern. Oh, how small thy grace appears, thy faith appears. It is. We would have more. We pray for more. We pray the Lord will increase our faith. But oh, at this time, oh, sadly, we have to say it's at such a low ebb. And we seem to have little faith. We've got so much unbelief. But friends, what a wonderful theme, and we hope we know it. But oh, that we may be able to say this, to quote it today: "Begone, unbelief, my Saviour is near." Oh, what is so much, so showing itself in the way God is exercising his people. We need the Saviour, friends. We need Jesus. We need an uplift. I hope I can say, I look back to when I was first raised to a hope in the mercy of God, and Jesus Christ was then becoming more and more precious. Oh, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Have we been attracted by the allurements of the world, the pleasures of life, natural things, natural affections? Oh, what we need is the Spirit to come and cause us to have a favour of strong affections, fixing our sight on God's beloved Son. We need the Lord. Hope thou in God, in all what God is, all what God has so done. He has appointed for his people to know and experience, to know and taste redeeming love. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God. If you've been, as I hope I can say, I have truly been raised to a hope in Christ. Look back to the time in 1962 when I had the favour, raised to a hope in Christ, bless. Mr. Collier came to Hope Chapel, Stockport, on a Wednesday evening, and he preached in the book of Job, the 23rd chapter. And you know the dialogue there, the way the dear man was seeking to find the Lord. Oh, that I might come unto his seat. I'd order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. But Mr. Collier's text was those words: "But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." That was one of the words that raised me up, encouraged me, blessed me. The Lord applied it. We had before that, under the verse of the hymn, "The vilest sinner out of hell, who lives to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead." I don't want to say a lot more about my own experience, but raised to a hope, blessed to begin to believe in Jesus Christ, to know the favour of hope in his mercy through the sacrifice of Christ. Oh, why art hope thou in God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. God, the living God, the true and living God. God Jehovah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, bless you forevermore. And all the wonders of God's grace, they may be so before us in the eye of faith, we might be wonderfully favoured to enter into it, given faith to believe and understand and lay hold of the hope in the gospel. Oh, the Father sent the Son to die, the willing Son obeyed, the witness, the Spirit to ratify the purchase Christ has made. Hope thou in God, the true and living God. Oh, hope thou in God. Thou, Oh, yes, your case is a personal case. Mine's an urgent case, a personal case. It's where shall I spend eternity? How shall I be at the day of judgment? Will I be wanted? Oh, if we've not been made wanting to feel to be wanting in the time state, friends, we're going to be made wanting. We shall be wanting at the terrible day of judgment. But if he's made you to know your sin and feel your guilt and know your need of salvation, then surely, God's purpose is to you to bless you, to know your interest in his great salvation. Why art thou disquieted? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. See, wonderfully, though there's been perhaps faith at a very low ebb, it's still there in exercise in the child of God. Faith with hope and love. Hope there in God. Yes, it's a wonderful, blessed, holy reality in the child of God. There's an exercise within them. God gives them his grace when he quickens them into life. He affords them with the graces of the Spirit. The grace of God is exercised in the child of God. It must come out and up, and it must be, it's activated by the Spirit, and it can never die. The grace of God in the child of God can never die. It's kept alive. In another psalm we read, he holdeth our soul in life. He does, friends. Though you may be like in the context, in those very low places, deep calleth under deep, the water spouts and the noise and the tribulation, the warfare, the unequal war that Satan wages against us. We're unequal for it. Of ourselves we cannot prevail, we cannot gain any ground. But with that grace, God gives the enabling of his grace, the giving of the armour that the Lord has provided, the whole armour of God, the shield of the Spirit, the sword of faith, oh, the helmet of salvation. God's people prevail against Satan, enabled by the grace of God. Hope thou in God, the God that we know, friends. God who has revealed his Son to us, who has blessed us to become by faith believers. Oh, to believe in Jesus Christ. Oh, we know that the Son of God is come, John's words. Oh, and he has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. And this is the true God, an eternal life. Hope thou in God. For wonder of wonders, but blessed holy fact of God's great favour. For I shall yet praise him. Now, where you are today, friends, may God give you this. This in the favour, the confidence of faith, giving you the eye of faith. Oh, I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him. And there's the explaining further words, who is the health of my countenance and my God. He is the health. Everything of us is the disease. Everything of our natural state is the dire disease in us, the contagion, I was going to say, all the wickedness of the old heart and nature. But, oh, the health of my countenance. Oh, I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance? All the disease of sin in you, but the health of your countenance and what you are able to display, what you are able to give witness of. It's Jesus Christ. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is the health of his people's countenance. Oh, my God. Where it says here, as it says, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance, the positive, wonderful, blessed favour. The God is the health of my countenance. God the Father. Oh, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. To know God as our Heavenly Father, to know the Son of God as our Saviour, even our elder brother, he was born for adversity in that way he came to this world. Oh, took upon him human nature, separate from sinners, but born, found in fashion as a man, the Son of God here on earth. Oh, he stooped down to wretchedness and dust, that guilty worms might rise, who is the health of my countenance. The favour of being blessed to be in faith, believing in the Saviour and all what he has done. And also, friends, I believe we should ever remember what he's attended to now in his offices in heaven, as our advocate, our intercessor, our mediator, our great high priest. He is, oh, what sweet words, the lines they are, Jesus, my all to heaven is gone. He whom I fix my hopes upon. For thee, who is the health of my countenance. This is blessedly holy, wonderfully profound, isn't it? Who is the health of my countenance? It's everything in Jesus, it's all from above. It's the favours, the wonderful favours of the love of God. The love of Christ, oh, I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Oh, friends, if we can acknowledge this, surely we are blessed, surely we are favoured. Oh, the wonderful work and operation of the Spirit has so brought us to be self-renouncing and grace-admiring, made unto salvation wise. Friends, as we try to preach these things feeling insufficient, I must put it in a way, friends, to you each personally. How do you really feel as considering these things of this part of the Word of God? Oh, if you are cast down, you need, as we have said, you need the Lord to give you a dead lift and lift you up, and to increase your faith, and to enable you to believe, and to lay hold of the hope in the gospel, hope there in God. Oh, why aren't you disquieted? Disquieted. Disquieted. And see, what is very blessed and wholesome and good, even in nature, is to be able to rest. Even to be able to, in a way, as needful, to sleep and recover. And I said to my wife this morning, I said, I feel so thankful. I've had 3 nights, one after another, of good night's rest, good night's sleep. Sleep is such a blessing. This is not the sleep of the ways of the old nature, sleep, in being a sleepy one in profession. I'm talking about wholesome sleep. The health of my countenance. Why are they disquieted with me? Disquieted because of if we're so restless. Restless because of our folly. But you see, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance. It is everything of him and his grace, which is the health of our countenance and will be our way of witnessing through God's benefit and favour, granting us grace, the graces of the Spirit, granting us to be in a place of quietness and confidence. Where Satan has been raging and the old man's been in turmoil, causing us to be in turmoil. But oh, look into God, the grace he gives, the favour of his presence, the wonderful blessing of his love, the wonderful favours of the favour of being able to believe in Jesus as our Saviour, Redeemer, blessed Holy Friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. And how precious he is. Here, hope thou in God, a triune God, who is the health of my countenance. The favour, friend, surely is upon that favour, relying upon our God, believing in our God, and proving our God, proving that God, our Heavenly Father, opens his hand, and he satisfies the desire of every living thing. Well, we know that so naturally. God's good to all mankind. His tender mercies are upon all his works. He opens his hand and he satisfies the desire of every living thing in a natural way, but much higher and much wonderfully more important and wonderfully given to the child of God to know the favour of it is he opens his hand and he satisfies the desire of their soul, who is the health of my countenance. And when you have the blessed satisfying of your soul, I believe it will be seen on your countenance. There'll be a witness of it that you will witness as a child of God. Oh, wonderful, sweet testimony. The deacon of Ashwell Chapel left, Mr. Burke Gurney. People used to say that Mr. Gurney was a happy man. He was a happy man. People used to notice it and witness it and acknowledge it. Mr. Gurney was a happy man. Surely, yes, he knew the plague of his own heart. Don't get me wrong, friends. I'm sure that he did. I know he did. But he knew the wonders of God's grace. He was blessed to know and taste redeeming love. He lived in that way by faith upon the Son of God, who loved him and gave himself for him. How is it with you, friends, and me? Oh, is this favour given us so that we can say, we can testify it? Or are there those, you know, you should testify it? You've known the favours of God's love, and God's with you today. He's not left you. He says, I never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that thou mayest boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And where the enemy Satan is fierce, and it may be enemies without and within, oh, you say, oh, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. With faith in exercise, confidence of faith, we will not fear what man shall do. No. Who is the health of my countenance and my God? But friends, to come to the Lord, the Amen. I shall yet praise him, this given to the psalmist, faith to believe and to testify. And who God is, who is God Jehovah is, the health of my countenance and my God, and the health. Oh, something to be greatly desired, to be in spiritual health, friends. And that this might show in a way of witness as we live, we might so witness even that the world may take knowledge of us that we've been with Jesus and learned of him. Oh, because this is known, this is the reality of our favour, we are greatly favoured, that God Jehovah, Father, Son and Holy Spirit is the health of my countenance and my God. Oh, I shall yet praise him, the Son of God. You know, if we praise the Son of God, the Father is honoured too. We praise Jehovah, God Jehovah. Oh, we are brought by grace to stand in wonder. Oh, in wonder of amazement. You fall to the ground, you weep to the praise of the mercy you found when you have the favour to believe that Jesus Christ, God's dear Son, come and took all your transgressions and made them his own. He bore your sins in his own body on the tree. He suffered the just for the unjust to bring us to God, friends. He's paid the price for sin. He has redeemed us. Oh, redeemed. Oh, here we read of it in this 107th Psalm. But oh, this, friends, if you're really brought into it and blessed in these ways, can say that God is the health of your countenance and your God. Oh, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, gathering them out of the lands from the east and the west and the north and the south. They wandered in the wilderness. Yes, they knew the changes. They knew the tribulation. They knew the things of much adversity. They have to know the toiling and rowing. They go down to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. But oh, well, he bringeth them to their desired haven. He blesses them, he raises them, he lifts them up, he raises them, he favours them. Oh, the Lord is ever concerned for his people, to bless them, to watch over them, to keep them, oh, to lead them on. Prayer, we pray daily. I feel I have to pray it in so many times, praying, lead us in the way everlasting. He does, he will. So, friends, as we come to the amen, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Isn't it a wonderful way in which the Holy Spirit so gives the child of God to be able to exhort oneself in personal exercise before God? It's the Spirit in God's people. It's Christ in you. It's God's indwelling. Christ indwelling you. Hope thou in God. It doesn't come at all from the old man. That is absolutely opposite to that. But in the favour of having grace, the grace of life, the child of God has a new heart and nature. And within that new heart and nature, they can, they will, by the work of the Spirit, the influence of the Spirit upon them and in them, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. It's the blessed activeness of the Spirit, active working in the child of God, to give the child of God to exhort themselves to look to God, to trust in God, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. It's nothing of the old nature, that's absolutely opposite and sinful. But God's people do have this enabling within them, given and maintained by the Spirit, that they will exhort themselves in the way that is the only way. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. And ultimately, friends, and this was so blessed to my dear late brother, ultimately, I shall yet praise him in heaven forever, forevermore. I shall know it here, yet according to the time appointed for me to dwell in Meshach. But, oh, friends, in the wonderful prospect, hope there in God, for I shall yet praise him forever and ever in glory. You know, you may feel like this, when I see thee as thou art, I'll praise thee as I'll praise him then as I ought. Oh, we must die to speak of Christ. Oh, what must it be to be there? Oh, the favour in prospect. Oh, the confidence of faith, the favour of looking right on, the favour of seeing that wonderful path of the just, which is as a shining light, shining more and more unto the perfect day, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the house of my countenance and my God. Oh, he's his people's God forever and ever. Amen.
God willing, Sunday school's at Bethany this afternoon. Mr. John Rosier is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and next Lord's Day, Mr. James Gudgeon is expected to preach. Let us close with hymn 211. 211. Now to the power of God supreme be everlasting honour given. He saves from hell, we bless his name. He calls our wandering feet to heaven. Hymn 211.
Dear Lord, do be with the dear friends in the Sabbath school. O Lord, be with us each in the interval and come up with us this evening. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.